giving counsel and important interviews. A good many pages came from her pen in articles, general manuscripts, and letters. The file carries 188 letters aggregating 1,230 pages of double-spaced typewritten material. Some of these opened with comments such as these: "I have a message from the Lord for you. I am burdened over your case. In the night season I was in your company, and was listening to your words. I was conversing with you in the night season, and I was saying to you, I cannot sleep. I was awakened at 1 o'clock. I was hearing a message born to you." Her work also included interviews such as one held during the Armidale camp meeting. The purpose of the meeting is stated in an introductory paragraph. On the morning of November 20, 1895, a council meeting was called at the large tent on the Armidale campground to consider some questions arising from the discussions of our brethren regarding the religious liberty work. The positions recently taken by some of our brethren indicated that there was necessity for a more thorough understanding of the principles which must govern our work. At such meetings, a record was made of those present. In this case, there were W. W. Prescott, A. G. Daniels, W. C. White, M. C. Israel, L. G. Russo, W. A. Calkard, M. G. Kellogg, W. D. Salisbury, James Smith, Ellen G. White, and Eliza Burnham. Several letters were read regarding the questions at issue. The workers were invited to discuss the points treated in the letters, but they wanted to hear further from Ellen White. The questions had to do in part with how black believers in the southern states should relate to Sunday laws. Should they insist in working on Sunday to demonstrate their attitude toward the sacredness of the day? The counsel given by Ellen White, now found in, discouraged any attempt to defy Sunday laws. She declared, "From the light that I have received, I see that if we would get the truth before the southern people, we must not encourage the colored people to work on Sunday. There must be a clear understanding regarding this, but it need not be published in our papers." The counsel and information that developed from these discussions was passed along to those carrying the burden of the work in the southern states. In 1902, Ellen White again gave counsel in the same vein. It is found in Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 232 to 238.